Pondering Newman. Mary, as our pattern of faith-filled reflection, according to Newman, inspires us to be detectives of God's providence, because like her, he says in his university sermons, we investigate, weigh, and define, as well as profess the gospel. In view of this, I eagerly opened a parcel containing a scholarly, accessible, and interesting volume of essays edited in the States by a good friend of mine, Father Juan Velez. It is entitled, A Guide to John Henry Newman, His Life and Thought, published by the Catholic University of America in 2022. And I recalled that Newman, a super sleuth himself, always took copious notes. As I grabbed my pen and paper, his words rang in my ears. Dipping into books or skimming them and consulting them is not reading. Letters and Diaries 31, page 33. Point taken. This particular text is very timely, given the synodal pathway discussions taking place across the world, as it invites St. John Henry Newman to be a shining light upon them and provide inspiration for the future shape of the Church. Looking at the table of contents, I was immediately drawn to consecutive chapters focusing on Newman's ecclesiology. I found in them keys to listening for his pastoral heart beating within the volume itself. The first, by Father John Ford, a well-known scholar, is entitled The Church a Leitmotif in His Writings. Using a perceptive musical metaphor throughout, Ford blends the notation of Newman's biography memorably. Father Vallès complements this analysis with an apposite piece, Newman's far-sighted understanding of the laity's role in the Church. As does Tracy Rowland's John Henry Newman on the Development of Doctrine, a Via Media between Intellectualism and Historicism. These contributions have direct bearing on my context as a priest combining parish and university ministry, as does Paul Shrimpton's comprehensive An Educator From First to Last. I recalled that Newman viewed the daily events of his own life and those of those he cared for from within a liturgical framework. This led me to read Father Keith Beaumont's exploration of Newman from two perspectives: the spiritual and doctrinal significance of his sermons, and the connection between theology, spirituality, and morality in his works. On this theme, see also John Crosby's Newman's Vision of Intellectual Virtue in its relation to moral and religious virtue. I then turned to the chapters by Father U. Michael Lang and Father Juan Vallès, From the Book of Common Prayer to the Sacrifice of the Mass and the Roman Breviary, and Monsignor Roderick Strange's exploration of Newman's Christology, Jesus as Saviour. Realising that my choices were forming into cadences, I was led to Barbara H. Wyman's The Poetry of John Henry Newman, Intimations of the Invisible World, which identifies the internal harmony within Newman as a poet who experienced Christ's call in the midst of the natural and human creation as one world, where earth is wedded to heaven. This made me remember the beautiful observations on nature Newman offers in his letters and diaries, and especially in his novel Callista. One of Wyman's colleagues at McNeese University, Scott Goines, drew my attention in his A Student and Tutor of Classics to the influence that Cicero had on Newman's sentence construction. This made me realise why his ability to picture paint creation has had such an impact on me. I then turned to Stephen Morgan's appreciation of Newman as an imaginative mind, and consolidated the benefits of my literary travels through the informative richness of the guide via reading John Henry Newman's Lifelong Journey of Conversion by Father Juan Alonso. I recommend the book highly.